Welcome to the Corporate Escapers podcast, your guide to finding, following, and creating the life you love. I'm Christine Ness, and I'm here to help you discover your passion, turn it into a business, and live the life of your dreams. So do you ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, going through the motions day in, day out, and not feeling fulfilled? Or maybe you have a passion and you're not sure how to turn it into a business? Well, you're not alone. That's why we've created a show to give you the tools, the inspiration, and guidance you need to find and follow your passion, start a business, and create a life you love. We'll bring you the expert interviews, the success stories, and actionable advice to help you turn your passions into a business. So are you ready to ignite your passion and start pursuing your dream life? If so, join us on this journey as we explore the exciting world of entrepreneurship and also take your life to the next level. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Christine Innes. Now, I'm delighted to have such a very beautiful soul joining us. Larissa, welcome, my friend.
Hi, Christine. Great to be here.
I am so excited because I've actually got goosebumps because I just think that we're just going to have just the most amazing conversation with it. But before I get myself all carried away, I'm going to hand over to you to introduce yourself to our beautiful audience, and then we're going to dive in deep and ask you some amazing questions.
Awesome. So hi, everyone. I'm Larissa, but my name is also Saramatu. And Saramatu is my soul name, and I have live incarnated Saramatu on an energetic level. And I'm what you called an awakened master. And in that process of sitting in that energy, I assist people to connect back with their true self, to connect, to remove the debris of life from this life and past life and connect to their true soul self. And that comes in many, many different forms. And it's very individualized on how we do that. But essentially, it's about finding who you are and stepping onto your path. So I'm also a spiritual teacher. I have clients and students work across Australia and internationally. And I put a lot of my teachings out there. So nothing is secret. There's nothing that we hide away. Everything is out there for everybody to do. And we keep it simple. I keep it simple because we need to be able to do it and remember that we're still human in that process of stepping into our spirituality or even just connecting to ourselves. It doesn't have to be about connecting to your spirituality. It's about connecting with you. And we're all busy, so we need to keep it simple.
I love it. I got the pleasure of meeting you in person the other weekend, and I've literally been talking about you to so many people. But it's more the fact that, you know, you are... you're one of like the people who I call is the true essence of the corporate escapers. So somebody who has obviously come from, you know, traditional, you know, you were in the military, and then you've had an awakening and then found who you truly are. And when you look back and, you know, you fully stepped into it and embraced it, opposed to, I guess, like putting it in the closet and like maybe taking a peek sometimes and, you know, maybe coming out, but fully embraced it so much. And like for me, like I think that is one of the most biggest gifts that you can give to yourself, but also to be a true leader, is that you're showing that to so many other people. So I look, honestly, we could end the interview right now, because I like truly do, like, I just want to honor you for what you've done, because I think, you know, it takes a lot of courage to do it, but for you now to step into that leadership role to show other people how beautiful that process can be as well. So I just want to congratulate you, but, you know, I know that you've been on quite a journey as well.
It's certainly been a journey, and it wasn't easy being able to be myself whilst working in the Defence Force. So for those of you listening, I did 22 years in the Air Force. I was an avionics technician working in a very male-dominated environment and role, and, you know, had many different roles whilst working in defence, and really found it tough to be able to express and be who I really was. And I got to a point in my career where I just went, can't not do this anymore. So I started being myself. I started showing everybody who I was. And some of those skills were embraced, which was fantastic. I did a lot of work in resilience and well-being and mental health whilst I was in defence. But still, for me, on a soul level, that wasn't enough. So I made the decision, which wasn't an easy one. I'm a single mum with two kids. Sole income and trying to support myself and my family. So it was a big decision to start my own business and step into me. But look, I certainly wouldn't go back. And yeah, a journey. Well, yeah, we talk about walking the night of the soul, the dark night of the soul. And I've done that many times, which is what has allowed me to release those elements of myself that I don't need, that don't serve me anymore. And that's what's allowed me to step up and to bring through the energy that I do now.
And I think it's really interesting because, there's obviously a conflict of what society thinks we should be doing. And that's really what we're taught, growing up is you go to school, you get a job. When you retire, that's when you're going to have fun. But there is that piece of losing ourselves, and it's more like going back to the true, like you said, the true essence of who we are, which is mainly what we were like when we were kids, when we were free, and to then to embrace that and to actually go, life is actually meant to be free and happy, and you're allowed to be different and unique because we're all made that way, not to fit into one little container.
Look, it's important to know that you can have both. It's about understanding that there is a structure and a process there, and I still run a structure and a process. Like definitely when you run a business, you need to. And when you have children to a certain degree, there needs to be structures and process. But there's an element of freedom and peace and serenity that you need to give to life. And it's about bringing those both together. But before you can do that, you need to be aware of it. So you need to be able to understand what's controlling you. What's taking you down? Why are you thinking the way you have? Are they actually your thoughts, or are they because you've been programmed to think that way? And much of society has been programmed. So awakening, there's many different levels of awakening. And awakening is just that, becoming aware of what it is that is on one level serving you, on one other level not serving you, and then making a choice. Which one do I want?
Yeah. And I think, a lot of people like going, oh, you either go one here or you go the other. And like you said, you can actually combine it, together, because, we live in a society where we have rules and regulations. So we do need to follow those to be a participant of it. But to fully embrace yourselves, like if someone's sitting there and they're starting to ask the questions, well, let's talk stories. Like, is that a story that I was told when I was younger, or was it something I made up, or was it something I read? Like, how can you distinguish between the stories and really what your own thoughts are as well?
It's just about asking yourself the questions, is that how I really feel, or where did that come from? Did I actually hear somebody tell me that? Did I actually hear those voices, or did I make up that story because I needed to protect myself? Is it a layer of protection? So when I'm working with people, it's about breaking down what those stories are and where they've actually come from. And if it's true for you now, even if it is a story and it was true or it wasn't true, it doesn't matter. What's true for you right now, and what direction do you want to go?
Yeah, I love that. I was having a really interesting conversation, and we're talking about this is actually to my sister, and I was saying I've been doing a lot of deep healing on myself, and she goes, oh, you just need to live in the moment. And I would love your opinion on this, because I think sometimes as we go down, wanting to heal ourselves, but also too, like, we want to come back to, is it serving us anymore? Is the, going down the healing pathway going to serve, which I believe it does, to some point? Or sometimes do we expose a wound that we know is there, but we don't need to make bigger as such? Or do we just fully step into the moment?
Yeah. In the moment can mean so many things.
Yes.
So in the moment, if you're feeling that wound, then that's what needs to be felt. So then you need to go into it. I'm a big believer that you don't need to relive these moments. but we need to take the lessons you can from it, acknowledge that it has happened. And some people call that forgiveness. I prefer to call that acceptance. I accept what has happened. It can't be changed. It's happened. It's done. I now have to either step forward from it, or I can stay stuck in it. So accept, and then, okay, what's next? So that is still in the moment.
Yeah, definitely. And it is a process, isn't it? Because a lot of the times is that when we have gone through, and I love to call them moments too, because of the fact that things are just a blimp on the radar. Sometimes not everything lasts forever. They're purely moments. But to able to be in the moment is to also learn from the lessons that have happened, because we are ever evolving. Every second we are changing, we're a different person. So 100%. To just to fully embrace and go, well, I made that lesson, let's say less than 12 months ago, but I'm not the same person as what I am now, because you're now fully informed. And, you know, do you have that same similar perspective, or, you know, how do you guide your clients on that?
Well, it's about looking at whatever's coming up. So if it's coming up, then it needs to be addressed. But there's also elements of the human body that we need to look at in that process. Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, trauma or memories or those moments, as you're calling them, that have occurred in the past? That memory lives within the cell of your body, within the body's cells. So the body's holding on to elements of that. And energetically, that needs to be cleared for you to then be able to move forward into a higher vibration, because that's all trauma and pain is a very low vibrational energy. Mm. When that stays in the body, it causes issues within the body. It can cause illnesses and disease, depression, anxiety, and we don't need that. So let's shift that through, move that on. We can address what comes up in those moments. We can address the childhood issues or the trauma or the divorce, take those lessons, as you said, and then step forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I also want to also congratulate you, because you're in our latest co-authored book and you are now a number one Amazon bestseller. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I love the fact that, like, obviously we were talking, you know, the book was all around people who are now what I love to call the lighthouse keepers. So they're the ones that are shining the light for other people and, you know, stepping up. And, you know, sometimes we have to be the beacon of light for other people to show them what is actually possible as well. If you could go back, let's just say when you were working in, you know, the Defence Force, you know, what would have been like a beacon of light for you to be able to, you know, help move forward and transition maybe more easily, or be able to, you know, take that leap maybe a little bit sooner?
Whilst I was working in defence, my sphere was quite small and limited. That is a completely different life to what I would call civilian life, and certainly to the life I have now. Mm-hmm. So in those moments of looking for those to inspire, it was always a female of a high rank that had made it through. Would they or did they possess the qualities that I would aspire to? Not all of the time, because they've done the hard yards and they've had to build up the walls and put on the tough face. But their strength and their courage and their ability just to push on is what allowed me to push on. So yeah, there were a number of women within the defense that inspired me to keep on going. But also inspired me to, hey, I don't want to end up like that. I'm out. See you later.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the fact that, you know, we can sometimes see what we want and, like you said, what we don't want in so many different aspects. And it helps gives us that little bit of clarity of really what we do want in life, because a lot of the times we actually don't give ourselves permission to ask that. What do we want?
You're talking my language. That is a question that I ask my students and my clients regularly, you know, or actually stop and give yourself the space to go, yeah. Hey, what do I want?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then what do I need? So we keep breaking that down. What do I want?
Yes.
What do I need? What are my dreams and desires? What am I going to do about that? What's the next step?
I love that. I love that. Because a lot of the times, you know, when we're in in an area where we sort of feel conflicted of like we want something, but we're just not too sure whether or not we actually want to go ahead and grab it because, the uncertainty comes up. And we're really uncomfortable because we have created a nice level of security. It's like being on a winter's day, with your pajamas in a nice warm bed. You don't want to get out. But, for me, I always say to people, learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I still struggle sometimes a lot with that, because you're sitting there going, oh my God, I'm going to do something new with it. But what advice would you give to somebody who is sort of on that cusp of like, just stepping through whether or not they're discovering who they are or even asking the question of what they want? What would be some advice that you would give them?
It's about coming out of the head and coming back into the heart. The head can take you down a thousand different what if paths, and that's when that insecurity comes in, and that's when you find yourself stuck on that fence, not knowing which direction to go. So it's about coming out of the head, turning off the mind, dropping down into the heart, and going, well, what does my heart want? What's the best thing for me in this situation? Another question is, how does that serve me? So how does that serve me? How does that serve my family? How does that serve my business? How does that serve my relationships? You can take it into nearly any situation and then bring it into the heart space. How does that make me feel? Does that fill me up with joy? Is love flowing? Is this a question coming or an answer that's coming from love? Or is it coming from ego stuck in the head?
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I think a lot of the times, I always call it like we sometimes have that mean girl voice going off in our heads, telling us what we can't do with it. But to disconnect that, and you're saying like to come into the heart space, I love using meditation or journaling. What are some of the modalities that you use?
Well, before you can even come into the heart space, sometimes you just have to examine the evidence of, is any of this actually true, or am I making this up? Is it someone else's perspective that I'm taking on here, or is it actually how I feel? So keep asking yourself those questions and just keep breaking it down. But definitely, coming into the heart space is connecting to self, and meditation, the breath. Even just getting out into nature and just connecting with nature is a really good way of just connecting back with you. And when you've got that space, space brings clarity of mind, and then ask yourself those questions. Don't ever ask yourself those questions when you're sitting amongst chaos and the world is crazy, life is crazy, the kids are screaming, and the phone's ringing 100 mile an hour. Just give yourself space and then connect with you.
I love that. I love that so much. Now you've got an amazing retreat coming up as well. Do you want to tell people all about it?
I do. So the Expanded Consciousness Retreat is happening on the 24th to the 28th of May, and it's at the amazing Sincera Rainforest Retreat. And the retreat is all about one connecting to self. But we're going to connect to self through the elements. So fire, air, water, earth, and ether. And as we connect to those, we're going to expand. And through that expansion brings higher levels of consciousness, higher levels of awareness, which at the end of the day brings clarity to all aspects of life. So in that process, there's going to be lots of meditation, lots of energetic exercises on how to clear the body, how to maintain your energetic self, sound healings, and beautiful, conversations and connects with like-minded people.
I love it. I love it. I got a sneak peek of the venue and it looks absolutely amazing. I am slightly a little jealous with
Yes.
it.
It's on the Borders Ranges. It's just south of the border in right at the top of New South Wales. 2 hours from Brisbane and the Gold Coast inland, and it is the energy there is just so pristine. It's just beautiful.
It looks absolutely amazing. Now, for people who would love to come and work with you and get to experience, I call it your magic. And, that's just me because I really do believe what you're doing is changing lives. So how can people work with you?
So I work either one-on-one or within my programs. I have a 12-month program, which is an Awakened Master program. So that's quite intensive, and it's in a very accelerated program. I then have a number of smaller programs, which are actually being redeveloped right now, which watch this space, they are coming. But individually, the process is that we get together just like we are right now, and we have a chat. And through this connection, our fields begin to meld. And then I get to feel, see, hear, and know what's happening within your energetic space. So I can see the layers of your field. I can see what's going on within the body. And then we just take it from there, because each person's completely different. It might be physical, it might be emotional, it might be mental. We go down each of those paths, as well as past, present, and future.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm so excited. We're going to put the links of how people can connect with you and reach out to you as well. I you have such a special gift, and I am so excited that I've had the opportunity to work with you, meet with you, but also what you're going to be bringing to the world as well to help others. So thank you so much for your gifts.
Thank you, Christine.
Oh, you're amazing. And for everyone who is watching, make sure that you go ahead. If you've got any comments, put them below. You can reach out to Larissa and she will get in contact with you. We're going to put all the links below as well with it. Thank you again, beautiful, for being here. We've got 5 quick questions for you that are completely random. So I don't write any of them down, but the first question is tea or coffee?
Tea.
Tea. White chocolate or milk chocolate?
Wow.
Oh, nice. Ocean or the country?
Oh, both equal. I love everything.
5-star resort or camping?
Oh, it depends on who I'm with.
Let's say you're by yourself.
Camping.
Okay. All right. And would you rather travel by boat or would you rather travel by airplane?
Oh, let's go plane.
Okay. I love it. I love it. It's just so random, just so people can get to know you better. And I love it so much.
I won't get seasick, but I do get plane sick. You know, it's
it's either or. I know. I don't like flying, but I do it anyway. So that's okay. Thank you.
My Air Force career is coming back.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, beautiful, for being here. Like I said, you are a true gift, and I am so excited of what you're bringing. And I encourage everyone to reach out to Larissa, grab a copy of her book. They're going to be available in all amazing bookstores all around the world. You'll be able to grab her copy very, very soon. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for those who have joined us today on this episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christina Ness, and remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.